With us in the studio this morning is Cook County School District ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, a couple things. We had a board meeting this week, and I read a little bit about this in some of the notes that I got, but the Northland Special Education Cooperative, special ed's a big deal, so they made a presentation. Anything you can tell me about that?
They did. The Northland Special Ed Cooperative is a group of 10 schools, mainly over on the Iron Range, and then there's International Falls and Cook County. And every school district is required to have a special education director. And if we were to have our own special education director, it'd be probably a cost of around probably $80,000-$90,000, mm-hmm, with benefits. Plus, it would be very difficult to find one because special ed directors are quite difficult to find now. One of the reasons why we belong to the Northland Special Education Co-op is we get a special education director for about $4,000 a year. So it provides us with the legal backup we need, and when we have questions, they help us with staffing. It really is an invaluable service. Our teachers and our paraprofessionals get what is called crisis prevention intervention training, mm-hmm, they get workshops on special education and how to write the individual education plans. So it really is an important service for us. But I did feel it was necessary to bring over a presentation because, as you know, we're watching our budget very closely and rechecking everything to see where money's being spent. Some of the other services they provide include occupational therapy and physical therapy services. And again, to have those folks on our staff full-time would be quite expensive. And instead, because we're part of this co-op, we get to pay for services as we need them. Another one would be speech, and we do our speech via telepresence, which is an interesting concept. But again, speech pathologists also in very, very high demand right now. To have a full-time speech pathologist at our building is very difficult.
Telepresence, is that like interactive TV?
Or yes. What? Yes, oh. And so a child receiving speech services is accompanied by a para professional, and we've been fortunate to have the same para professional, Deb Steenbacher, mm-hmm, in that position for a few years now. And she's on this side of the camera helping the student, and then the speech pathologist is on the other end of the camera, and they work jointly to help our kids.
Well, special ed covers a lot of different
it sure
topics.
Does. It sure, yeah, does. And we get support for autism. I mean, the list just goes on and on for what we get from that. So it really is a good way to run our special education program. There's no dues for to belong. It really is just this group of superintendents that got together, and we worked together to develop this co-op. So
good. Seemed to me you had a lot of sick leave and maternity business to take care of at the board meeting.
We did. And it's a wonderful time when our staff are having children. We've had, I'm not even going to venture to guess the number of births that we've had in our faculty and support staff over the last 2 years. And we have a few more coming up. So it's exciting.
Yeah, you're looking at enrollment figures. That's what you're looking at.
Yeah, right. No, but it is fun. And people bring their new babies into the office. And it's just, who doesn't love a new baby? I mean, it's just awesome. And of course, we really want to support our young moms as they start their families. But with that does come maternity leave.
Yep.
And how can you use, sick leave? And I know some of our staff have been very generous and have offered to donate time to cover the maternity leave so that if folks don't have enough accumulated sick leave, that can be used. So a lot of decisions are needing to be made by the board because not all of this is outlined in our contract. Mm-hmm. And what will probably come out of it is we'll be reviewing our maternity leave language. And my guess is that we'll be looking at a memorandum of understanding to clarify some language and to help us decide exactly what maternity leave entails, how much sick leave can be used, when it can be used, and to make sure that you know, all faculty are being, and support staff are being treated fairly.
Okay. Anton Troyer.
Yep, Anton Troyer is here today.
And oh, I knew I mispronounced that.
We are super excited. Anton Troyer is a member of the University of Minnesota Bemidji education staff, and he has written a book that is called Everything You Wanted to Know About Indians But Were Afraid to Ask. and it lays out a number of scenarios and you know, questions you may have about American Indians, and then he provides an answer from his perspective. And he's really clear throughout the book that it's, you know, it's one Indian's perspective as mm-hmm. he goes through, you know, and of course, every culture, everybody has different opinions. But again, 20% of our student body is made up of American Indian children. Minnesota ranks 50th, 50. Mm-hmm. In the achievement gap of American Indian children. Mm. And it is a real concern. Obviously, all of our children are very special to us, and we want to do our very best to provide them the most sound education we can. And a big piece of that is helping our staff learn more about the American Indian culture and things that they can do to help improve self-esteem, confidence, you know, and reach out to American Indian children to make sure we are doing everything we can to help them with their studies.
Good. And before I let you go, we got some people going to state.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you can't let me go yet. You know, I know we don't always get sports news down to you in a timely fashion. So so it's not your fault you missed it in your sports report. But we're super excited. We had three students advance to the state ski meet, Riley Wallers, Logan Backstrom, and Will Lamb. And certainly are excited, young skiers, and looking forward to the future, and certainly wish them the best.
Mm-hmm. He's downhill. Good deal. Beth Schwartz is superintendent of ISD 166 and joins us a couple times a month to talk about what goes on at ISD 166. Thanks, Beth.
Thanks, Jay.